Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to the program. We're brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. They do everything, and they're always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Let them know we sent you. That way they can give you a discount. kmlawyers.com. We've been talking football throughout the program. Our football conversation is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at $30 for your first year. That's $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Speaking of the NFL, Danny, I want to take our first look at the Week 3 schedule. Gets going tonight with Thursday Night Football in the AFC East. The Buffalo Bills at 2-0 are hosting the Miami Dolphins, who are 0-2. And there's some pressure mounting on the Dolphins coaching staff and their head man, Mike McDaniel. He said after their most recent loss, to win the game, you have to win the game, not lose the game. Mm. That was his quote.
Mm-hmm.
That was really funny when they were going 11-6. And now people are starting to turn on him just a little bit. I don't like their chances tonight against Josh Allen and the boys.
No, you start 0-3. I mean, this to me feels like a last gasp situation. Now, they have winnable games after this. The Jets aren't particularly good. The Panthers aren't particularly good. They've got the Browns in Week 7, etc. But it just feels like the operation is busted. This past week against the Patriots felt like their best chance to do it. The kick return by Antonio Gibson, kind of the King Slender style NES Pro Wrestling backbreaker to go old school. Just sort of felt like a last gasp for them. This feels like a everyone's getting fired train that's on the tracks.
They are an 11.5-point underdog tonight on the road in Buffalo.
Not a great get-right opportunity there.
Teams that go on the road on Thursday night tend to struggle. We don't know anything about that round these parts, do we?
No, I haven't seen that.
What happened seven nights ago? Mm. But, yeah, I think you're right. If they can get through this one, the sledding gets a little bit easier, right? You got the Jets, winnable. Panthers winnable, and maybe you could get to 2-3 before you deal with the Chargers. Then you could beat the Browns and be 3-4. Respectable if you can hang around 500. That you can keep jobs for yourself, for your staff, if you can be within a game or so of 500. But it's just getting through tonight without them making the big decision at 0-3 with a week and a half looming with that kind of mini bye week.
Just a quick little mini delicious nugget here. I'm going to dip it in barbecue sauce. Maybe Chick-fil-A sauce. I don't even know. I think the Bills are going to play three straight games against teams that probably end up picking in the top six or seven. Jets, Dolphins, Saints. I'm telling you, this group is just going to stockpile wins. They're going to have the most in the NFL. That's been my sneaky take here over the last week plus.
Yeah, I think they were favored by oddsmakers to win the most games in the NFL this year based on not only the fact that they're awesome, but the fact that, to your point, they have a weak schedule. Like, find your first Bills loss. When will they not be favored? You play the Dolphins tonight, 3-0. Then you play the Saints, 4-0. Then you host the Patriots. I think New England could play them close, but you would expect Buffalo to win that game.
Yeah, they'll be favored until further notice.
5-0.
You'd say.
Then you're at Atlanta. I'd say they win that game. I guess that could be close, 6-0. Carolina out of a bye. That should be a decisive win, 7-0. It's that Kansas City game. which is at home this year in Buffalo, by the way.
They'll be with Rashee Rice in theory, so maybe a different look Kansas City team than we've seen the first couple of weeks. They can't move the football at all. But yeah, I mean, the point is,
there's almost no chance they're worse than 6-1 going into that Chiefs game. It's hard to find two losses on that schedule.
Yeah, obviously, unexpected stuff can happen, but the point is they're going to emerge as the number one seed in the AFC with home field advantage. That's why they're my Super Bowl pick this year, to finally break that curse.
1 o'clock window. Let's go to Sunday. Falcons, Panthers. Atlanta's 1-1. Carolina's 0-2. The Falcons in week one lost 23-20, had a field goal to send the game to overtime that was missed despite it being a chip shot. So they've already replaced kickers early this season. Week two, they got right, shoved it on the Minnesota Vikings defensively, completely shut J.J. McCarthy down. Their defense looks a lot better after drafting two edge defenders. They've got the Panthers in this game that they should win. If they do, they will host Washington next weekend with a two-game winning streak in tow in Atlanta for a 1 o'clock game against the Commanders.
Carolina's not very good. I don't know what I expected exactly. They were not in the game against Arizona. It was an onside kick recovered. It was garbage time stuff. It was a lot, the game wasn't that close. They were the clear second-best team against the Cardinals this past week and were not competitive in week number one. I don't know what I expected exactly, but it just felt like they maybe were putting one foot in front of the other last year in the second half when Bryce Young played better. Their offense looks terrible again. It's almost like no improvement happened and maybe some regression did. They just don't look like a team that really belongs, even with the rest of that mediocre to poor division in that case. So to me, Atlanta really showed something. Offensively, they haven't clicked yet. I don't know that they will. I don't know how great how high the ceiling is. It, to me, it was defensively where I went, oh man, that team might be a problem for that reason, which is unusual to say about the Falcons.
Falcons are 5.5-point favorites in that game. Surprising line in Cleveland. I think it should be bigger. The Packers are laying 7.5 against the Browns. Cleveland has to play the perfect football game and then probably even still get some help, mm-hmm. I would say, based on what we've seen from these two teams. I mean, Green Bay's defense is number one in the NFL. Their offense is number five in the NFL. They have been so good through 2 weeks against two NFC juggernauts coming out of last year in Detroit and Washington, and they've shoved it on both of those teams. They blew the Lions out. The Commanders game looked closer as far as the scoreboard, but they dominated Washington as well. So good luck, Cleveland, at home, trying not to go 0-3 as you play the Packers.
Yeah, Cleveland defensively, I still think, can be good. It's just getting harder to convince people of that after the Ravens rang the bell, did whatever the hell they wanted for a couple hours this past week to 241 points. For Cleveland, their best chance to win was week one against whatever Cincinnati does in week one, but it's Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota to start your year. You know, that's why you start the you know, Sam the Eagle, to kind of keep everything caretaked and warm for a little while until you make a big dramatic change or you fire a coach or something like that. They're a mess. They're not going anywhere.
So the Texans-Jaguars game is getting interesting in terms of storylines. There is this groundswell. It's growing now. This feeling that maybe C.J. Stroud's rookie year was the anomaly and that he's actually not going to be that top five, top seven quarterback in the NFL caliber player throughout his career. This is being based on last year where he regressed and then a really slow start to this season as well. They lost to the Rams 14-9. Then they lost to the Bucs 20-19. In their opener, C.J. Stroud threw for a 188, didn't have a touchdown, and had one interception. Then they lose to Tampa Bay, and in the primetime Monday Night Football game against the Bucs this past week, Stroud 13 completions in the game overall. I don't know if it's his fault. It's a new offensive coordinator, but year one Stroud versus everything since is two different people.
I blame this on the offensive line, which was their issue last year and seems to be their issue again this year. And they gave up their best offensive lineman, and somehow the offensive line didn't improve much. Now, it's a couple weeks. Maybe there's some gelling that has to happen. And in fairness, they played the Rams, who I think are really good defensively, and Tampa Bay, who will feast on you. Todd Bowles knows how to coordinate some stuff. And they were in that Tampa game that very easily could have won it. So we'll see here with Jacksonville and Tennessee. It softens up a little bit for them in terms of, you're not dealing with the 2000 Ravens or Legion of Boom or something like that. So we'll see if they start to hold up better. But I'm still giving him the benefit of the doubt, talking about Stroud. I've seen enough good to go, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it was a fluke just yet, but if we keep this up for the entire year, he'll kind of enter that Trevor Lawrence conversation with me where I go, everyone just sort of assumes, but are we sure? Do we have enough good deposits here in the bank to just crown him?
Speaking of Trevor Lawrence, he's the other starting quarterback in this game at 1 o'clock in Jacksonville. 0-2 Texans, 1-1 Jaguars. By the way, what a boon for Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You could get a win and be two games up on the Texans, and basically be 2.5 games up because of the head-to-head win as well. Be a massive deal for Liam Cohen in year one with the Jaguars. But Lawrence has struggled, and there's other questions, right? Not just, all right, Trevor, now or never, buddy. But have you seen the discourse on Brian Thomas Jr.?
I don't know what's going on there. I mean, this was someone I thought was going to be a breakout super. I mean, our last year was great. Rookie year was awesome. I thought this was like entering superstar stratosphere territory, and it just looks like something's going on there.
I had him in the top 10 in the league coming into the season. I'm not buying into any of whatever's going on in terms of like the discussion and the shouty shows and whatever. It's now he's afraid of the football and he doesn't want to be hit and he's not trying or whatever kind of terrible rhetoric's out there. I think he just had a bad game, and it's been a slow start. It's been two games, and everyone can calm down. But we'll see. I mean, it's very possible that he's got the yips, or there's some kind of thing going on there that Liam Cohen's got to sort out. Bengals-Vikings, 1 o'clock in Minneapolis. This is going to be the Jake Browning-Carson Wentz game. It's only taken 3 weeks in the NFL to get back-to-back, or excuse me, to get two backups starting against each other in a game. Bengals trying to get to 3-0 despite not having Joe Burrow. I mean, 3-0 would be a huge deal for them, and they probably should get there, frankly, in Minneapolis with Wentz going. But that would be the worst feeling 3-0 in the history of the world.
There it is, yeah.
Because you're harvesting some nuts, and if you win enough games, then Burrow comes back and it matters in December, and that should be the goal. But without him guaranteed to be back this season, and you're just not sure when he comes back, is he going to come back and be great right away or not? I mean, this is 3-0 feels like a kick to the stomach.
If you'd asked me a week ago today which week three matchup I was looking forward to the most, that might have been on my list, honestly. Right? With Minnesota, I'm still fascinated to see, especially after their week one win, how exciting and dramatic that was. Big steps by J.J. McCarthy moving forward. And a guy that could win the MVP this year in Joe Burrow, right? Putting up prodigious offensive numbers for a team that can't stop anybody. This would have been a immovable object and unstoppable force type situation. And now, you already mentioned it. It's way more Carson Wentz and way more Browning than I would like to see at any point in time, let alone in a game that was supposed to be pretty awesome. I have no interest in watching it now.
Vikings -3 at home in that game. So interestingly, I guess, odds makers like Carson Wentz a little more than they like Jake Browning.
Maybe they like Brian Flores more than they like anybody else there.
Might be the way to look at it. Steelers-Patriots in New England. A chance for it. This is a show-me game. A little litmus test spot for New England here. Steelers and Patriots are both 1-1. Pittsburgh in week one, I thought, did a lot to like. And they come out of that game against the Jets offensively. Rodgers lit it up and threw for four touchdowns and 244 yards. And you thought, all right, maybe they got something going here. It was not nearly as pretty for Rodgers in that offense in game two. He was picked off twice. They scored just 17 points. They lose by two touchdowns to the Seattle Seahawks. Now they get the New England Patriots, who have split their two games. Young quarterback Drake May ascending for New England. If the Patriots beat the Steelers, there's no reason for the moment. I'm not saying this is how it's going to work out, that you wouldn't view them as a wild card contender in the AFC. If you're able to knock off teams like Pittsburgh and you're over 500, that's what it takes.
Because I don't think there's the depth in the AFC that there is in the NFC, right? Where you could absolutely...
There's great teams, but it's not as many good teams.
Where I could see, I think a 10-win team's not going to get in the NFC, for example. Like the Seattle, like Seattle did last year. Maybe Washington, someone like that, etc. But you look at New England, I think you're saying it very well. For Pittsburgh, he and Arthur Smith, talking about Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith, still getting to know each other a little bit. It seemed like the game got away from them a little bit, going back and watching a bunch of the highlights, some of the condensed things. Pittsburgh did a lot of drop back, a lot of shotgun. They need to be some of that run action, play action, let Aaron Rodgers kind of work his, ball handling magic, et cetera. They were just sort of dropping back and slinging it like this was, 2014 Aaron Rodgers, MVP level type stuff. He could still throw the football. He could still spin it. But I didn't love the way that game sort of unfolded and Seattle took advantage of that. I think you could do that a bit against this New England team. I'm fascinated to see this one because it's, to your point, it's a prove it for both these teams. Someone will be 2-1.
One of the best games in football this weekend is going to be played at the Link in Philly at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Rams-Eagles playoff rematch in the NFC postseason from last winter. LA's 2-0, so is Philadelphia. I think the Rams, if Stafford's healthy, might be as good a team as there is in the conference. Nobody talks about them. But the Eagles have been the belle of the ball. They are the belt holder. Everyone else is competing for like top contender and in the number one spot to get a shot at the belt. But it's the Eagles conference until someone knocks them off. The Rams played them better than anybody. It's not even close in the playoffs last year. And if not for snow and gross weather, I think they beat Philadelphia in that postseason game. Doesn't matter, though. There was snow. The Eagles win, and they go on to win the Super Bowl. I like the Rams in this matchup. But if the Eagles can get to 3-0, division win against Dallas on a night where they didn't play great in the opener, and their best player was ejected before the game started, then you'll have a win over Kansas City on the road. Then you'll have beaten the Rams at home, albeit in a game you probably should. It's a 1 o'clock start local, and they flew cross-country. But all three of those weeks to handle your business? I mean, Philly's right back where they were last year as the best team in football.
So, yes, to all those things. I was just running some numbers real quick. Sean McVay does offense the way I like offense done. Yeah, it's points and yards, etc. But who are my best players? Guess who's getting the football? My best players. If you look at it, it's almost comical. All of their touches, with a couple going here and there to Jordan Whittington and Tyler Higbee and the occasional handoff to Blake Corum when Kyron Williams is tired. But it's 573 yards between three guys. And if you look at just two of them in the passing game, Pookie Nukes and Devontae Adams combining for 28 catches, 378 yards through two games. That's where the ball's going, period, end of story. So he moves them around, he finds a way. It's that thing. You know where it's going. It doesn't matter because you can't stop it. I'm designing look after look after look. And for Philadelphia, this is their biggest test to this point, I think so. Because the Rams gave them such a fearsome matchup this past the postseason. A little something to prove, a little chip on their shoulder, you would think. And Philadelphia could use a good offensive showing here in a win at home.
Some other headlines. The Colts are playing the Titans. Indianapolis has a chance to start 3-0. Daniel Jones has been fantastic. The Titans are 0-2. The Colts should win that game. It is on the road. Tennessee is not going to lay down. They've played a couple competitive games. But in that contest, the Colts are road favorites. And if they can go on the road and get a win, they're 4.5-point favorites, and be 3-0 with Jones playing good football, their offseason plan that everybody lambasted is going to look really, really smart for GM Chris Ballard. In another game, the Broncos are playing the Chargers. I love this matchup. Two teams that were kind of talked about all offseason is who's going to be the threat to the Kansas City Chiefs. And everyone's argued on all sides, right? Mm-hmm. Denver's got the better defense. The Chargers have the better quarterback. They both have really good coaching staffs. Sean Payton got Denver to the playoffs last year, and Jim Harbaugh did the same with L.A. Well, if the Chargers win and they're 3-0 and the Broncos are 1-2, we'll be talking about things like Bo Nix regression. Are we sure Denver's a playoff team? Uh-huh. But if they're both 2-1, they're both live. They can both overtake Kansas City. Then the offseason dialogue was probably correct, which is on any given weekend, they're probably comparable. One could beat the other. But the Chargers are a home signature win against the Broncos away from being not only the team to beat in the West, but I think a big-time national story in terms of, like, maybe they're rounding into form. Great defense.
Yes.
Herbert playing the best he's ever played. They're going to end up running the ball really well before the end of the year because it's a Harbaugh team. You just know that's coming. That's the formula for a championship-level club.
I have been wildly impressed with them because it's not according to plan.
Well, Herbert's been awesome.
Herbert's been, and I've, again, you know how I feel about it. I've always loved him. And to me, the things that would hold him back were either receivers going down and getting hurt, or linemen getting hurt, or they couldn't run the ball ever, or whatever. Enter Harbaugh. I thought, okay, now he's going to be what Dean Smith was to Michael Jordan. The only person who could keep him under 20 was Dean Smith because we're running the four corners and passing around at 10 passes before we shoot a layup. Well, they cannot run the ball at all. And Herbert is slinging it. They've got Keenan Allen back, fountain of youth for him to go with Quentin Johnson and McConkey and company. They have been really, really impressive, but it's been their defense. That's what I slept on. I was wrong about that. I thought, yeah, they'll be fine. We'll see what happens. Their defense has been lights out. Excellent, awesome, badass. And Denver is 1-1, probably shouldn't be, to be honest with you, but here they are. And they've got a chance now to maybe get that Peyton offense rolling. There was a little bit of friction between he and Bo Nix this past week. So they got a chance to kind of put some of that to bed. And for the Chargers, what a stamp of approval this would be if they beat Denver.
Cowboys, with the number 30 defense in the NFL, have a game in Chicago. Hit the road to take on the Bears, Soldier Field. This might be what Caleb needs to get going.
So the doctor ordered.
I mean, Caleb Williams so far is 0-2 season for Chicago. He's been okay in structure, but he's just making too many mistakes. Ben Johnson and the Bears just got walloped by the Detroit Lions back at Ford Field. So now you get the Cowboys coming to Chicago. They try to get off the schneid. Dallas loses. They're in big, big trouble. You can get to 2-1 in the NFC East. You can feel like you are squarely in the mix moving forward. And then the great national game this weekend is going to be the Monday Nighter, Lions-Ravens, a possible Super Bowl preview between a very physical, violent and aggressive running game with Detroit, play-action passing game where they threw the ball all over the Bears last week, hung 50. Meanwhile, the Ravens, as talented a team as there is in the league, quiet week two for Derrick Henry, monster week one, Lamar Jackson coming off four tutties, you know, playing at an MVP level, ho-hum.
Yeah, you know, normal pedestrian stuff. I hope this is one of those Big 12-style shootouts. Like, give me 85 to 90 points in this game. I want back and forth. Whoever's got it last wins. That, to me, is an intravenous-type situation.
There you go. That's your week three outlook from your boys, Grant and Danny. Next is Josh Connerly Jr. definitely getting the nod for the Commanders this weekend against the Raiders. And what did Cliff Kingsbury say about the struggling rookie right tackle? You'll remember it was Kingsbury who wrote the note and left it on Dan Quinn's desk.
That's right.
Before the draft, demanding that they draft Josh Connerly. That's next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The burning question for the Commanders as they get ready for the Raiders this weekend is unequivocally whether Jaden Daniels is going to play or not and how that knee's holding up. But I think there are other underlying burning questions, one of which is how are they going to get by with Josh Connerly blocking Max Crosby on the right side of the formation?
Yeah.
because you might not have John Bates to help out Josh Connerly. That could be a major dilemma. Connerly struggled in week one in his matchup with Brian Burns. Not a crime as a rookie. In your debut, it happens. And then whatever's worse than struggle is what happens against Micah Parsons in week two of the NFL season, where Parsons had 8 pressures. Connerly allowed 9 total. He's allowed 11 to this point through 2 games. One of his big proponents before the draft was Cliff Kingsbury. He really, really wanted him. When Kingsbury spoke today about the rookie right tackle, who's uber athletic and moves well and still looks like he has a chance to be exceptional eventually. I mean, he came on from camp day one to the final day of camp, Danny, night and day, improvements, adjustments, and then he, you know, looked more like the beginning of camp again as the season started. And my guess is in 8 to 10 weeks, we're going to look back and say, what a difference. This guy's now good. He's now a stalwart, but he's just not there yet. So do they do something? Do they possibly bench him? Do they go with Andrew Wiley? This was the offensive coordinator Kingsbury on Connelly today.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely been thrown in the fire. There's no doubt. When you talk about the Giants front, you know, Micah is as dominant as any player I've seen since I've been in the league. And then you get Mad Max this week. It's got his hands full. But he's progressing as a rookie should, you know, learning along the way, on-the-job training. And I've been really proud of just the way he's battled. You know, we got a ways to go as an entire offense, but I like how he's competed, and he's just got to keep getting better.
Now, I don't think he was asked point-blank about sitting Connerly.
Right.
Or if they would roll with Wiley. The question was more about how difficult the first couple of matchups have been for him. This was on Kingsbury talking about maybe not having Bates, which is not a Connerly question, but inadvertently it is, because Bates, you could handcuff to him to help him out in these situations, and now you don't have him as a chipping extra tackle.
Yeah, it's not easy. There's no doubt. That showed up the other night. He's a big part of what we do in the run game and has really helped us be successful there. And so we'll just have to be creative with the other bodies we have and mix things up. But to have a guy at the point of attack that we feel is pretty dominant like him and not be able to game plan with him makes it tough.
So, Danny, I'm going to say this as clearly as I can because everyone's going to hear what they want to hear. And I can't necessarily apologize for misunderstanding the point, but I'm going to try to be clear and succinct. I think Josh Connerly was a smart draft pick where they took him. And I think it was a good decision to take him. I'm still, as we sit here today, happy that they did it. Because so many of the decisions they make have to come back to what's best for JD5 and for the business that is Jaden Daniels under center. I'm glad they took Josh Connerly. I think Josh Connerly will eventually be excellent. I think there's a chance post-Laramie Tunsil, you kick him back over to left tackle, and you get a perennial Pro Bowler on the left side. I really believe that. This is what tackles look like now. Big, gigantic, physical, fast, athletic presence, right? Love it. Love everything about it. Right now, this moment, he has not been ready for the bright lights. It's just clear, and it's partially about matchups. It's partially about the fact that he's kind of just been thrown to the wolves against some of the best edge rushers in the league.
That's right.
But I would give him a reset. I don't need to keep trotting him out there on an island, especially without Bates and possibly getting beat. And having his confidence suffer. He's just a boy, Danny.
Yeah.
He's just a kid.
And again, that assignment for veteran average, the 18th best right tackle in the league.
Yeah, Micah Parsons will embarrass Pro Bowlers this year.
I get news, so will Max Crosby. Like, that guy's going to get home. So no matter what you do, extra attention needs to be paid, whether that means it's just a tight end out there, or if you go jumbo style, or you know every protection is tilted that way, and you put the extra lineman somewhere else, or you know this week you're playing a fullback. Like whatever you do, you have to be deferential to the guys that can ruin the game against you and not allow them to do so.
And I'm not allowing Crosby to do that this week. And I think Wiley in a different plan might help. This was Jay Gruden saying if he was running the show, he would actually, even if just for a week against Max Crosby, to keep Connerly from one more arduous matchup, go with the veteran.
Yeah, 100%. I'd have to concern that. After watching the film of the first 2 weeks, you know, I'm sure the offensive line coaches grade them, and I'm sure everybody in the building wanted to draft them. They drafted them the first round. They want to try to make it work. But at some point, Andrew Wiley played pretty good last year at right tackle, I thought. You know, and they went to the NFC Championship game, for God's sakes, with him at right tackle. So I would not hesitate to put him in there at right tackle, let Connerly be the backup swing tackle for a few weeks and see what happens and just give him time to get better.
That was Jay Gruden here on Grant and Danny. He's with us every Monday at 5 p.m. It does not sound like they're doing that. If they are, it'll be a little bit of a surprise, and they'll have done it without a whole lot of notice. Nobody talking about it at the podium anyway this week. All right, next, a special surprise for you guys. We've told you that we wanted to talk about an event over at Nationals Park this weekend. Well, a couple of Nats legends will be in studio with us to discuss it. You're listening to The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
G&D, welcoming you back on The Fan. We'll take you up to 6:30 this evening. The fellas are in studio with us right now, and we are joined by a couple of Nats legends in Drew Storen and Tyler Clippard, two quality relievers who are now quality businessmen. They have a delicious bourbon that they have not only created from scratch, the idea to putting it together, to getting it made, to selling it. But it's now becoming, I think, not only one of my favorite bourbons, but one that nationally, because of its story, is one of the most unique that's available. So first of all, fellas, thank you for being in studio with us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
We'll be back.
It's good to see you guys, man.
Yeah. Welcome back to the old stomping grounds in the Navy Yard where you guys once lived and played. Things have changed just a little bit, probably.
Slightly.
Yeah,
slightly.
Yeah,
the McDonald's and the car wash are gone, so that's sad.
Yeah, those staples are gone. So I don't know. 7-Eleven, no more. Like, what are we supposed to do?
It's probably better that it wasn't like this when we were playing here. I think me and Drew would have gotten a lot of trouble if it was like this.
There would have been a few more days where you told Skip you might not be able to go.
That's right.
But fun place to hang, and I'll tell you what, fun place this weekend's going to be over at Nationals Park. Tomorrow, barbecue and barrels event you guys are taking part in.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we did it last year, and it was a blast. And so tomorrow, 7 to 10 over at Nats Park, we've got we'll have a tent set up. We can sell our bottles. You can sample it. Just kind of hear our story, talk to us a little bit, talk Nats baseball, talk bourbon, whatever you want to do. But yeah, it's a great opportunity for us because usually we don't get to sell at events like this. So the beauty of DC is we get the ability to sell at the stadium and get to see some fans that we haven't seen in a long time.
Why not, by the way, just sorry to interject, why can't you sell it normally? Like, there are all, it feels like there's always a million and one restrictions. Yeah. It's like on a Tuesday on that side of the street, but not on Sunday. It's like, what's the deal?
I think lawyers want to make sure that they get billable hours.
Yeah.
It just depends state to state, county to county. Yeah, it just, luckily DC's got some, easier laws to kind of deal with. So yeah, that was the first thing that I learned quickly, that we were going to have an arsenal of lawyers on our side to figure all this out.
So Clip, tell people what your product is, because this bourbon, this Field of Dreams idea that you have, the idea of baseball and people that like bourbon, I mean, there's never been anything better for them, but how did you guys come to it?
Well, it was Drew's concept and idea, and he presented it to me. I mean, this was probably back in 2018, kind of sitting on the couch and with his background in product design and constantly just coming up with ideas, whether it was a new gadget to improve your pitching or baseball glove or cleats or.
So this wasn't the first idea he pitched to you.
He's constantly.
So this is like your apartment was like Shark Tank back in the
day. Oh my gosh! I mean, he designed.
For this reason, I am out.
He designed the bullpen that sits at Nats Park right now. Presented the design of the bullpen, and we show up after spring training, and it was his design. So,
oh wow, I didn't know that.
The elevated seating.
Yeah.
So we were tired of being stuck behind the cage.
So he was constantly coming up with stuff, and so we're sitting there, and I'm like, wow, that's a concept that is awesome. And once he retired, he calls me and he's like, hey man, I want something to do. I'm thinking about doing this bourbon idea, and I'm like, if you can do it, I'm in. And so we're 4 years down the road now, and we're started the Field of Dreams Whiskey Company. We take the corn from the actual movie site in Dyersville, Iowa, and that's what we make our products out of. So now we have two products on the shelf, one coming, and it's been a blast to work with Drew in retirement, and we get to come and see our fans in DC and see you guys and take trips, and it's been a blast to do it, and we stand behind the product. We love what we've done so far, and like you said, it's a really good product. I stand behind, and we've enjoyed the heck out of it.
A year or two ago, you sent me a bottle, and I'm not just pumping the tires. It's legit good bourbon too.
Oh sure,
like,
yeah.
The story is so cool that I kind of thought, I was like, oh, there's no way this corn is gonna make a bourbon that I'm gonna drink and be like, this is awesome. And I'm like, this is damn good bourbon.
Yeah, it's like a Game of Thrones beer. All the money is on the wrapper.
Exactly.
Like, okay, no, but it's legit. How do you, like, I know a couple guys that are in restaurant stuff, yeah. Drew. And they go to these like conventions, and like there's this single batch, this certain like malt that you have to like know a guy that like, get blessed by somebody somewhere, right? Like it's such a like complicated thing. Where do you go from, hey, I'd like to do this, to now it's actually happening? Like that to me is a huge step that people don't talk about.
It was the first call I made. Luckily, I grew up in a town that was heavy with farms. So I called the local farmer from Brownsburg, Indiana. I said, I need to learn how to speak corn. Once I learned what a bushel was, I reached out to the movie site and was like, okay, luckily that corn was being taken to town and sold as feed corn. And then from there, just talked to distillers and I'm like, would this work? And they're like, yeah, I don't see why not. And that was about the extent of the distillation process for me. I know my lane and make sure that we get the corn in the in the right hands there, the people that know what they're doing. But yeah, it's pretty surreal. I mean, when we went up, been 3 years ago at this point, for the first bottling, it was kind of just, we were looking at it in a bottle going, oh my God, we actually did it. Because it was.
Did you first taste it?
I was the only, going into our first bottling, I was the only one that had tasted it. So,
really? Were you worried about that at all? Or like,
No, I'm just kidding.
they were understandably a little concerned.
Right.
And like, you know, for me, I've talked a lot of junk over the years about knowing bourbon. So essentially it was putting my money where my mouth is. And
yeah, exactly.
I still was holding my breath when they took a sip of it. But yeah, it's been fun, man. Like I said, it's just, I feel like I've tried a lot of fun bourbons and trying to make sure that, you know, I guess pun intended, making a five-tool bourbon that has a good story, cool packaging, cool, all that good stuff. But also, there's nothing wrong with having a great product with it, because like you said, it's easy to think it's a gimmick, and that's understandable, but it's more of like, you got to try it because it's actually good too.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, I've talked too much junk about bourbon and collect too much bourbon to put out a product that isn't good.
But the concept though, as a baseball fan, is amazing.
It's gorgeous.
You play into that too, where, you know, so you said there's two products, by the way. So before I even get into what's under the top, I want to get to the two. What are the two specific products that you have, and what's coming?
Yeah, so we have our player series. So that was our first release, and we do that annually. And that is, we do one bottle for every player that's made it to the big league. So as of the end of last season, 23,370 guys have made it to the major leagues. So we individually hand number them. We actually build a website, so if you reverse search the number, you can see the player associated with it, kind of like your DMV number, seeing what you got in line. So if you got bottle 4,204, you got Babe Ruth. Kind of a cool thing. And that number only goes up by about 250 every year. So not great for scaling a business. So we came up with, our small batch, and that's our everyday SKU. And that's the one where we've licensed 25 and counting retired legends. We say Hall of Famers or Hall of Fame stories, and we laser engrave their face and their autograph on the top and cover it in an opaque capsule. So it's kind of a pack of tops that gets you drunk.
That's really, really cool.
Thanks.
And the 250, so you'll add them, and then essentially you have this database where I look up the number, it doesn't say the name, and then it tells me the player, the story. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yep. I just looked up, I picked random numbers. Yeah. 22,467. Brian De La Cruz. Brian made his big league debut on Saturday, July 31st, 2021. He appeared in 326 games over three seasons, playing for the Miami Marlins, going like 70 for 75 against the Nats, it feels like, during that time. there he is, via Baseball Reference. Boom goes the dynamite. It's right there.
So cool.
Such a neat thing.
Really good idea.
We had an opportunity to get Tim McGraw a bottle because he did a concert out at the movie site. And so I looked up his dad's number and it was 12,345. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, just cool random.
That ain't bad.
Yeah. Kind of cool random stuff like that.
What do you got in the carrying case there?
So this is our little briefcase that shows, I'll show the camera there, shows all the different options. This is not all our guys, but just some of the highlights.
So cool.
So we've got, you know, anybody from Stan Musial, Satchel Paige, and then you got Doc Ellis. So you got some That's cool niche ones. Thurman Munson's always a big hit. We have a Tyler Clippard in here.
Have a clip.
There's a clip.
It hasn't hit circulation yet.
I told him not to, but he did it anyway.
Yeah.
What number are you, Clip?
Gosh, I think my number's 19,094, if my memory serves me correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm 19,737.
Wow.
Yep.
That's like a number you got to know, too. Do you have those like gold cards where you can go to any game, anytime?
I missed it by a couple weeks.
So no way.
Clip's got it. Bummer. I've seen him use it. It is so cool.
I have used it one time, and I didn't have the card with me, so I didn't think it was going to work.
Tell people what it is, because I think a lot of people don't even know
what
it is.
So if you have 8 years of service time or more, you get a gold card, and it is actually gold, and it, you know, comes with like a really nice packaging and tells you, you know, how you can use it. And you basically show up to any Major League Baseball game and you get the best available seating, two tickets to any regular season game.
I think that's awesome.
That's pretty dope. Yeah. Should we show them our Pupatella cards? Our pizza
very
cards?
Similar.
Yeah.
We have VIP let me show you
this
trip. Cards.
This is pretty cool.
And they give us
so we didn't have,
pizza
we have, yeah.
every single day if we want it. All we got to do is walk up and order our pizza with our card.
You feel the weight. Feel the weight of it. Whoa. See what I'm saying?
Wow.
It's a heavy card.
That's more valuable than the gold.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is.
Go ahead. Go, you got to hold it.
Man, you're going to let him
hold it. Make sure you give it back, Clip.
This is like letting him try on your ring.
To be fair, that
something.
Is way heavier than the gold.
The gravity of it, right? You feel the weight. I can get like toppings on there.
I kind
of
got some Pat Bateman jealousy going on holding that card.
That's such a good reference.
We're hanging out with a couple of Nats greats, Drew Storen and Tyler Clippard, taking you up to 6:30. The event is Saturday. Tomorrow, 2 days out at Nats Park, I should say, for barbecue and barrels. You guys can go hang out with them,
He just said Saturday.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
tomorrow.
Friday.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Will you tell
it's this weekend.
Yeah, it's tomorrow, Friday, 7 to 10.
Friday from 7 to 10.
I was panicking, thinking I need to read.
Oh, my God. Wait, Saturday?
No, Friday from 7 to 10.
Yep.
Got it. Okay, Friday from 7 to 10. We're hanging out with these guys. We'll be back with them in just a few. And remember, we're giving away those tickets to see Adam Sandler as soon as we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.